podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's Coogan Cassis for IFL TV. We're at the O2 here in London ahead of Wardy versus Clark. Delighted to be joined by Mr. Derek Chisora. How are you today?
I feel very fine. I'm joking. I'm good, man. How are you, man? Happy Easter to all your listeners and all your viewers.
Happy Easter to you as well. This video will probably go out tomorrow, so prediction? Yeah, prediction for Wardy and Clark?
Delicious. I like both guys, I can't say.
Alright, usually you're just straight.
Yeah, I've sparred both guys and I know what they're good at and what they're bad at and when they pick up or where they flop. So, it's a very good fight. We know Fraser is going to come and box and move his head. And his opponent is going to come with a right overhand. All you have to see how AJ boxes, how he's going to box.
There's people saying that this is the most kind of sought-after heavyweight British title fight since Joshua and Dillian White. What do you think about that?
What?
Like the most sought-after, like the one that people look forward to is a heavyweight domestic British title fight since Joshua fought Dillian White many years ago now.
No, I don't think so, because Joshua and Dillian hate each other since now. These guys like each other. You know, they're both mummy's boys. They like each other. There's no, even the gloves were off. Was no exciting about it. People were ranting. That was the best thing ever, but really and truly, didn't even watch it. But they like each other, these guys. That's it.
Well, there ain't too long to wait to finding out how this is going to play out. What's happening with you at the moment? Seems like you've been quiet on your front, like fight news front. We've not really heard anything. Not even heard any rumours.
There's no rumours. I'm just chilling for now. Frank Warren's office reached out to me for George Joyce. And certain things that are...
Does that interest you?
Huh?
Joe Joyce, does that interest you?
It interests me, but I don't want it when they want it. They want it in the end of the year, no. Yeah.
I'm sure you've got other options on the table as well.
Yeah, I got Baby Miller phoning. I got to listen. Yeah, people want to fight, but do they really want to fight? They make phone calls of just trying to make, like, sound you out. And you're like, yeah, I'll do it. But you don't hear them phoning again.
Do you still have the desire to fight, though?
Mate, I still got it badly, bro. Still want to smoke. I want violence. Yeah, that's what I want now. I don't want war, I want violence. Bro, we live in a world of violence now, bro. You know, if you don't prepare yourself for violence, forget about it. We are in a violent era now, do you understand? So, people need violence. And I want violence.
I haven't spoke to you since Saudi Arabia. Actually, the last interview I did with you was after fight night of AJ and Ngannou. Ngannou's since come out and said some reasons why he believed may have contributed to why he lost the fight, which I'm sure you would have seen.
Yeah, it's called a right hand, motherfucker. It's called a right hand, you fucking dumbass. Right, he gave his chin right there. Boom, go on, just knock me out, man. Let me just go home. But I felt bad because his mom jumped in the ring, started crying and all that shit. But fuck it, man. Who gives a fuck, bro? It's a killer sport we're in, bro.
Your advice immediately after the fight was for Francis Garner really should go back to the UFC. You still see that or share that sentiment, or do you think that he still could be in some interesting fights at heavyweight? He could be, surely, couldn't he?
Even in the UFC, I don't think it'd be a big draw right now. That Ngannou card is played out, fellas. It's done. The only problem we have with Ngannou is, and the only problem is, Tyson Fury made him look good. That's the problem. That's Tyson's downfall right now. Yeah. Everything else Tyson was doing amazing. after that Ngannou fight, you know, his stock kind of went down because, and he goes, yeah, and then we're like, okay, you know what, okay, and then suddenly AJ comes in and wipes the floor with a guy, and then you look back with a tie, and you're like, and then you say to yourself, did he train for that fight? You know, did he train for that fight? Do you understand? You know, and then on top of AJ had the fear factor of Ngannou in a way that so much was riding on AJ. Yeah, you don't understand, bro. You know, so much was riding on AJ. Like, I cannot make this guy look good. Do you understand? Now, there was memes about Ngannou. Can you imagine those memes about AJ? Nah, do you understand? So, AJ went in there, trained hard, concentrated on the fight. When he saw the opening, he took it. You didn't want to make him look good. You wanted to school him and say, you know what? You don't belong in this area. You know? The problem is, Tyson made him look good, bro. You know, that's the problem. You know, I don't think Ngannou could be in the boxing with anybody. Even with Dylan, even with my youngest nephew, he can't be in that ring. But Tyson made him look good. And Tyson knows that. You know, Tyson smoked that guy four rounds, but he didn't know. So,
Derek, what do you think AJ does now? Because he's not going to just sit about and wait to see what happens with Fury losing. He didn't want to get out, surely, would he?
And the contract says he has to wait. So he's going to have to wait.
If they have two fights, they can play out the rest of the year.
Yeah, but you'll fight the winner of Daniel Dubois and Ogovich in Wembley. What am I to say that? Me and my big mouth. But fuck it, I got big mouth. But
is that the plan? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. Queensbury promotion. It's gonna be sick. You know. So this a little adventure for taking out Sheikh will be amazing to bring it back to London. Sick.
They have spoken about that potential date or whatever in September possibly for Wembley Stadium, so it has to be something that is big, and that would be big, the winner of Dubois and Hergovich to fight Joshua.
There's only one person who can sell. Don't AJ Tyson sell out Wembley Arena, bro, you know. But it'll be nice in Tottenham, though. Tottenham is a bomb for fights, you know that.
Yeah, as a football club, I don't like them, but there's a stadium, it's a fantastic stadium, yeah.
Tottenham are okay, man. Tottenham are okay. Shit.
What do you think about potential matchup between Wilder and Zhang?
I didn't see that coming. Is that done?
It's a rumoured for the 5v5, but obviously nothing's confirmed yet. But
If it's not done yet. Because remember, for the 5v5, I know it's Hergovic versus Daniel Dubois. And then the other lightweight, smaller weight.
There's one other heavyweight fight on it, sir.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there's two heavyweight fights on it. That's been confirmed. There is.
Well, I don't know. No, no, Deontay hasn't got the... He's not a guy I would pick up, I would phone up if I was going to war. Because right now, he's not that guy right now. You know, that whole Dr. Sleep is not great for his image. Because nobody's sleeping since he became Dr. Sleep. So he needs to figure it out, man. He needs to bring the bomb squad back. But Zhang wins it by four rounds.
You believe Zhang beats Wilder?
Yeah. Zhang is only good for four rounds, and after that, he can't do anything. You know, he's good for four rounds when he's got his power energy. But after four rounds, he's done. He's like, he can't breathe. He's done. But now, the problem is Deontay's going to give him more time on the ball. He's not going to put pressure on him. Zhang's going to work on his own point and stuff like that. So, Zhang.
Is it possible that you'll feature on a Saudi card?
Maybe not. Who knows? But I love Saudi, though. It's still my favorite place to go. It's just good when I'm there. Energy is just nice. When I'm there in Saudi, I love Saudi, and I recommend everybody should try it out. Anyway, the World Cup is coming, so we're going for there for the World Cup. You gonna pump it up, and that's it.
All right, well, listen, it's going to be an interesting couple of months coming ahead, obviously, with what's going on in Saudi, with May 18th and obviously June the 1st.
What's coming up next now?
We've got Haley Garcia coming up. And
yeah, I'll be going for that. I'll be going for that. I'll be going for that. And then you got... Who else? When is Connor and...
Connor's next fight hasn't been confirmed yet.
Pacquiao. So he can't fight in London because they denied him.
Well, yeah, the board and UCAD won the appeal. So I don't know where that situation is at the moment, but yeah.
Oh, well, I feel bad for him, bro. Congratulations, Connor, with your new baby. Sports Social Podcast Network.